Okay, today we're starting Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, which the title speaks for itself. These are the chapters dedicated to reviewing the unique temple service that takes place in Yom Kippur. The good news is it's short and there's a lot of familiarity because anyone who's recited the Avoda and the Chazan's repetition on Yom Kippur is familiar with this. So, Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Rambam says, Mitzvah se achas is one mitzvah saseiv, hu sheyaseh maaseh Yom Kippurim kulo ala seder. So what's the mitzvah? Mitzvah is to follow the order of the Yom Kippur service as written in the Torah. HaKorbanos, v'aviduyin, so the sacrifices, the confessions, the shiluach hasayir, sending the goat out to the cliff, u'shar avodos, and all the other ones. Obir mitzvah zu v'prakamelu. Okay, so Ram's going to explain all these mitzvahs. So we're going to do Perek Aleph and Perek Beis because they're both pretty short. Perek Aleph, alach Aleph. V'yom matzo makrivin tamid v'shachar v'tamid arbayin k'sedo kol yom yom. So the first thing Rambam states is that on Yom Kippur, you bring the korban tamid both in the morning and in the afternoon. Okay, just like you would every other day. Okay, so on top of the daily sacrifice, you bring the musaf, which is one bull, one ram, and seven lambs. All those are ola. And then there's a sin goat offering that's brought outside the inner area. That's eaten in the evening. And there's more korbanos brought on top of this. So you have a bull that is for sin purposes and it's burnt. Vayel Ola, a ram that is also an Ola offering. Ushneam Mishal Kohen Gadol. Both of those came from the property of the Kohen Gadol. Vayel Aba Mishal Tzibor, Hamra Parsha Acharimos. You also had a ram that came from the communal offering, as written in Acharimos. Vehu Ha'ayel Ha'amor B'chumash B'chud B'chal Mosav. And that's the ayel that's mentioned later on in Bamidbar. Vunikra El Am. This is called the ram of the people. Also, what's brought from the communal is two goats. So one is brought as a sin offering and it's burnt. The other one is the one sent to the cliff to be thrown off. So there's 15 total korbanos. So the two daily sacrifices, upar, a bull, two rams, v'shivas klasim kulum olos, and seven lambs. All these are ola offerings. Ushnei sirim chatas, two sin offerings that are goats. Echanasav chutz nechal erev. So one is done outside, and that is eaten at night or later on in the day. And the second is done inside and is burned completely. And then upar kohen gadol l'chatas v'nisraf. And then the bull from the kohen gadol is a sin offering, and that's also burnt in its entirety. Okay, lacha beis avodas kol chamesh behemos elu akrimim yom zeh ena elav kohen gadol levad. So another thing that makes this unique is all 15 animals that are sacrificed are all done by the kohen gadol alone. There's no lottery system here. Now, it doesn't matter if the Kohen HaGadol was anointed with oil or whether he was the one who put on extra clothes. So Shabbos, so even if, let's say Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos, even if it falls on a Shabbos, only the Kohen HaGadol does the Korban Musaf on Shabbos. Also, all the other services done that day, for instance, burning the incense, Tavas Aneros, getting the menorah functioning, Hakol Osi B'Kohen HaGadol, Nasoi. Every single one of them is only done by the Kohen Gadol who's married. Because it says he has atonement for him and his household, that means his wife. But the key thing is, no other Kohanim do any avoda on Yom Kippur other than the Kohen Gadol. So the 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol and Beso Lushkaso Shev Mikdash. So what would happen? So the Kohen Gadol leaves his home and goes into the Kohen Gadol room in the Beis Mikdash. This came from Moshe. He can't have any relations. He's basically separate from his wife for those 7 days. Because what could happen is, let's say it turns out his wife was Nida, and then it turns out he's Tame as a result of that, and he can't work the Yom Kippur Avoda. So we appoint another Kohen Gadol to take his place, because just in case something happens, problem emerges with the Kohen Gadol, Yavod Acher Tachta, the other one who's appointed will replace him. Bein Shira Bo Pisol Kol Nitam Mishal Shachar, Bein Shira Bo Pisol Acher Shehekrib Korbano. Doesn't matter when the defect could exist, it could come about before he even starts the vote of the day, or it could be after. Zesh Nechtas Tachta V'Nesra Chinuch, the one who takes over him does not need the normal procedure to become Kohen Gadol, Elavod Osel Mechanachasso. So rather, the fact that he's doing this Avoda, the Kohen Gadol's avoda, that is the chinuch, that's the training required to make him the Kohen Gadol. U'maskim avoda shepasuk b'har rishon, and he'll just pick up from the temple service and the Yom Kippur avoda that was left off by the original Kohen Gadol. Avar Yom Kippurim hari harishon chozer l'avodaso. So let's say after Yom Kippur, the first Kohen Gadol will go back to his work. Vashini over And the second one goes back to where he was. So for the guy who took over for that one day as being Kohen Gadol and then goes back to his former role, he's still technically a Kohen Gadol, just he doesn't do the service of a Kohen Gadol. And if he did, the vote is good. But let's say this: the first original Kohen Gadol dies. So the second one will basically be appointed in the first one's place permanently. So no 7 days prior to Yom Kippur. So what happens? So he's sprinkled with the ashes from the Parah Aduma on the third day, and after he left, as he left his home, and on the seventh day, which is Erev Yom Kippur, because it's possible he touched a dead body, didn't know. Let's say Shabbos comes out on the third day that he left his home, or Bishvi, the seventh day Shalom, Dochen es Hazayah, and we push off the sprinkling, meaning it's not Ma'akev. Kol Shabbos Yomim, Margilin Oso Bavodos. So what do you do for those 7 days? He learns the halachas of Avodos Yom Kippurim. Zorek as Adam, Makir as Akhtaros, and Meitiv as Aneros, Makir very Tamin on his bath. So now, not only does he learn about them, but he actually has on-site training. So he reviews sprinkling blood and burning the Torahs and cleaning out the menorah. Because remember, this is done by regular Kohen. And he's Makir very Tamin on his bath, and he burns the organs of the Korban on his bath. Kadeshia Rugelot Bavodos Yom Kippurim. So this way he's set to do the avoda on Yom Kippur. Well, most of those are Kenim, Zikni, and Beis Din. So the sages were appointed to him from Beis Din. They teach him. They read to him and teach him all about the avoda day. But you run its order. And they say to him, Kohen Gadol, the important Kohen Gadol, Kra ata beficha shema shachachta. So learn it again, right? Maybe you forgot it. Maybe you didn't even learn this at all. So on every Yom Kippur at Shacharis, Hayim Amidin Osov Shrei Mizrach. So they would see that they would put him on the eastern gate. And they bring before him Parim Ba'ilim Mukvasim. So the various bulls, rams, and lambs. So this is where he'd be familiar and ready to go with the avoda of Yom Kippur. Halacha Vav. Kol Shivas Yamim. Okay, those 7 days. Lo Hayu Monim Menu Machal Mashke. So they didn't prevent him from eating and drinking. Erev Yom Kippurim Im Chashecha. On Erev Yom Kippur, as nightfall would hit, Lo Hayu Menichan Oso Lechol Harbe. They wouldn't have him eat a lot of food. Shemachal maybe a sashina because they didn't want him to fall asleep. And they didn't let him fall asleep the night before Yom Kippur, I mean the night of, because there's a concern he might have a seminal emission. And they wouldn't give him foods that would increase the possibility of having a seminal emission. Like eggs, for example, and warm milk and things like that. We may buy a sheni. In the times of the Second Temple, saw some munis b'Yisrael. Unfortunately, there was kfira, heresy among the Jews. V'yatzo tzedukin, so the tzedukin emerged. Mehera, yovdu, so hopefully they'll die out quickly. She'enem aminim b'Torah Shel Ba'al Peh. So these people, the Karaites, did not believe in the oral law. So they said they took the Torah literally, and that you would take the Ketores, the incense in Yom Kippur, put it on the fire that's in the Heichal, outside, meaning inside the Kodesh, outside the curtain. And when the smoke would go up, machni so salifnim, the Kodesh Kodesh, then he'd bring it inside the Kodesh Kodesh. Hatam, why? Why do they say this? Zechakasu b'Torah, because it says in the Torah, ki ve'anan ere'al ha-kaparis. Amru ki anan, ki hu anan ha-kaparis. So it says, in the smoke that you, or the cloud you will see on the kaparis, that's referring to the anan, the cloud of the kaparis. But the chacham learned differently. From Torah Shabbat, they learned, she'in no sein ha-kaparis ele b'Kodesh Kodesh, and they are on. That the Ketores was burnt and placed before the inner part of the Kodesh Kodashim. Shnemar of an Asana Ketores al Ha'ishit Nashim. Lofisha Yuchoshim, Abai Sheni, Shem HaKohen Gadol Zed, Notel Tzadminus. Now, sadly, since they were concerned in the times of the Second Temple that the Kohen Gadol possibly was a heretic, Hayu Mashbino, so Erev Yom Kippur, and they make him swear on Erev Yom Kippur, Romim Lo, Ichi Kohen Gadol, Anushluchi Beis Din. They say to him, Kohen, we are the representatives of Beis Din, Da'ata Shluchinu, you're our messenger, Shliach Beis Din. Mashbino, Anu Alecha, Misha Shachan Eshmo, Beis Abai Zedeh. So they make him basically swear and say, don't go anywhere away. Don't follow a different path than what we taught you. And he cries, because of being suspected of being a heretic. They also move away and cry. Because basically they are suspicious of him. And maybe it's possible that he never ever thought any of these heretical thoughts. Finally, they end up parakala, falachaches, kol leila yom kippurim, kohen gadol yoshev dorshim ha'yachacham. So the entire night of Yom Kippur, if the Kohen Gadol was a Talmud Chacham, he would learn. But let's say he was just wise. Dorshim lefanav, they would learn in front of him. If he was able to read Torah, he would. They love Korin the fun. If not, they read in front of him. Because they didn't want him to fall asleep. What would they read before him? Bekisya Kodesh. They'd read from Tanakh. Bekeshel, his name, Pirchei Leviyah, Makin the fun of Etzvot Sarda. Let's say he tried to fall asleep, like he got really tired. So the young Leviyah would come and snap their fingers before him. Romrim lo, Ishikoin Godol. They'd say, Ishikoin Godol, Avod Bitstanim Atar Ritzvah, Kadeshlo Tishan. Jump onto the floor because the floor is cold and your feet will hit the floor and it'll wake you up. When it's asking Imo Achimagiyas Machita, they would basically entertain him and work with him until the time to shecht the first korban. And they would wait until it clearly was dawn, prior to starting the shechita. Okay, that's end of parak Aleph. Now, parak Bey is also a shorter parak. That starts getting to the specific seder of the avodah of the yom. So parak Bey is lach Aleph, kol maseh hatminim amsafen shal yom zeh, kohen gadol osa oson, v'hu lavash v'tei zahav. So, as we mentioned before, all the korbanos done on this day was done by the kohen gadol, and he would do it wearing the gold garments. V'avodos v'miuchados yom zeh, but the avodas that were unique to Yom Kippur, meaning anything that was either a daily sacrifice or a musaf sacrifice, the Kohen Gadol would do, in Big Day Zahav, anything that was unique to only Yom Kippur and never ever done in another day, that was done in Big Day 11, white clothes. The avodah miyuchedes Yom Zeh, he maisa parshal Kohen Gadol. So what is the unique avoda of the Yom for the Kohen Gadol? It's the bull of the Kohen Gadol, Ushnei Seirim, the two goats, Echa, Che'echa men Siyam Rishnaleach, the one of them is sent out to the cliff. The haktaras haktaras b'kodesh kadoshim, so too burning the incense inside the kodesh kadoshim. Kol elu v'vigya lavan hinasim. All those avodas were done in white garments. Halacha beis. Kol eishi yishana habegadam yusha begadam loish begadam acherim ton tevila. So anytime the Kohen Gadol was changing his clothes and would put on new clothes, take off old clothes, etc., he'd always have to go to the mikvah. Shneimar poshadas b'gdei abad v'rachatzes b'sral mayim makom kadosh v'lashes begadam. Torah says openly do this. So, Ram's going to explain in detail, but there were 5 tefillos in mikvah and 10 washing the hands and feet that were done by the Kohen Gadol that day. So first, what would the Kohen Gadol do? He would take off his regular clothes. He'd go to the mikvah. He would get out and dry off. He would put on the gold clothes and then he would sanctify his hands and feet with water. He would shech the korban tamid. He'd bring the korban tamid of the day. He would again get the menorah in order. He would burn the various organs of the korban tamid. With the mincha, the libations. He brings the bull, the shiva kvasim, as well as the 7 lambs. Of the Yom Kippur musaf. After that, he would wash his hands and feet again. Uposha big dezav, he would take off the gold clothes. The tolava ola, he would go to the mikvah, come out, umistabe, dry off, alovish big dezavon. Now he switch over to big dezavon, which means it's time for him to do the unique Yom Kippur avoda. Makadish adav raglav, he wash his hands and feet again. Velvet avodas yom, so he would do all the unique services of the day. Kolaviduyim, all the confessions, imha grala with the lottery, which we'll get to that later. Uzrika zadam mifnim, the sprinkling of the blood inside the heichal. Vaktaris haktaris for kodesh kodashim, as well as the burning of the incense inside the kodesh kodashim. Also would set aside the goat that's going to be sent out to the cliff. He would also take out the organs of the bull and the goat that was going to be burnt. And he would, set aside those to be burnt. Again, he would wash his hands and feet. He'd take off the white clothes, go to the mikvah, come out, dry off. He put on the gold clothes and wash his hands and feet again. He would bring the korban of the sin offering of the musaf, that ram, as well as the ram of the people. Veimolos, and these are olos offerings. Again, he would burn the emurim of the bull and the goats that are supposed to be burnt. And then he would bring the korban tamid of the afternoon. Again, he'd wash his hands and feet. Uposha big day zahav, he would take off the gold clothes, the tova below mistabek, he would go to the mikvah, come out, dry off, the lovish big delavan, put on his white clothes again. Makadesh of the raglav, he'd wash his hands and feet again. The nichnas of kodesh kodashim, then he would go into the inner kodesh kodashim. Moti mishamas akaf as a machta, he would take out of there the ladle and the shovel. Barakach, makadesh of the raglav, he would again wash his hands and feet, posha big delavan, take off his white clothes. The tova below mistabek, he would go to the mikvah, come out and dry off. The lovish big dezahav, he would put on the gold clothes, makadesh of the raglav, and he would go ahead and sanctify his hands and feet again. He would then burn the incense offering in the afternoon each day that was done normally each day. Umeitev es aneres bein arvayim. Also would clean out the menorah and prepare it as necessary in the afternoon. Makadesh yodav raglav, again, wash his hands and feet. Uposha big day zav, he would take off the gold clothes. The lovesh big day chol, he put on his regular clothes. Veyotze, and then he would leave. That's the order. Halacha gimel. Kol tvilo se'ilu v'akidushin kulam mikvah. So all these mikvah dippings, as well as the washing of the hands and feet, all took place inside the base of mikdash. Shenemar v'rachatzes v'zor v'mayim, makom kadosh, because it says, he'll wash his hands with water, is flushed with water in the holy place. Chutz v'tila v'shona, except for the first tvila, shehu rashai litvo osav v'chol. He doesn't have to actually do it in the base of mikdash, he can do it outside the mikdash. Shehine el hosif kamanaso. Because the first time to go to the mikvah is just to really get him to pay, have better intent. Shem yiskor tumasa, yishana shem yado, yifor shemena b'tvila, zulu shema. Because let's say he remembers some old tumah that's on his hands, he can go ahead and take care of it with the mikvah. For kol kohen shlo tavo ben begadlo begadim, or shlo kiddish ben beged beged, or ben avod levoda, v'avad. Let's say a kohen skipped one of those going to the mikvahs, or one of those washing of the hands and feet, and he went ahead and did the avoda yom kippur, avod osak shera, the avoda is still considered acceptable. Allah gadal. Now, haya kohen gadol zaki nechole. Let's say the kohen gadol was old or sick. Okay. Miladin ashushios shabarzal ba'eshim erev. So basically, these pieces of iron were made very, very hot, okay, from the previous day. Lumachar matilin osam b'mayim. And the next day, they put into the water, to make the water less cold. She'ain shvus the mikdash. Because rabbinical prohibitions are not usher in the temple. Omar b'mayim chamim me'a mikvah achitafik zinasan. Or what they would do is they mix hot water in the mikvah until that water in the mikvah would cool off. So every day normally, the Kohen Gadol will wash his hands and feet from that main basin, the kior, that all the other Kohanim would use. However, on Yom Kippur, he would wash from a special golden pitcher because of the respect due to the Kohen Gadol. Right? So every day the Kohanim would walk up the eastern side of the ramp and come down the western side. The Kohen Gadol, on this day, he goes in the middle. The Yordam Emsan goes down the middle. They thank Kohen Gadol Kadei Lahadro before the Kohen Gadol to glorify him. So every day that whoever got the merit to go ahead and bring the Ktoris would use a silver shovel and then dump it into a gold one. On this day, the Kohen Gadol would only use a gold shovel. So they go, but to sefes avoda. This way, there'll be no extra voda done. The normal shovel held 4 kav. Today, the one for Yom Kippur holds 3. It was heavier on the normal day. On Yom Kippur, it was a lighter shovel. And every day, the hand, it was, so to speak, it was a shorter. And today was, and the shovel was longer. This way, it would make it easier for the kodlo, so he wouldn't tire out. And every day there were three piles of wood on the mizbeach for fire. Vayom hayu sham arba. Today on Yom Kippur there were 4. Mosifa maracha kadei lahadra mizbeach alatra. And they would add that other pile of wood to really beautify the mizbeach on Yom Kippur. Halachavav. Now zeshin amar b'torah b'chiper b'adov ad beis. So about kol Yisrael. So the Torah lists 3 atonements for him, his household, and for the Jewish people. B'yishvo lamdu shezev b'idu idvarim. So we learn out from Torah Shabbat that this is verbal confession. Nimtzitz lamad. So we see he has 3 separate confessions in Yom Kippur. One for himself. The second one for himself and the other Kohanim. And both of those are done on the bull sin offering that belonged to him. The third confession. For the entire Jewish nation on the goat that's sent away. And he mentions the name of God in each confession 3 times. So what does he say? And again, we should be familiar with this. So this is in the Siddur. He basically has a personal confession. These are 3 times you mention the name of God, because in each one you say Lifnei Hashem. So too with every vidui from them. And he puts the lottery on the sin that on the seer, the goat that's going to be sent out to the cliff. Omer lahashem chatas, he says to a sin offering for Hashem. Nimso maser Hashem yom ze eser pamim. So in total, he mentions the name of Hashem 10 times. V'kulam hu masker kichsavo shehu shem forash. And each time he says the name that it's the name of God as it's supposed to be pronounced. V'rishona yamagbias kolo b'shem. And the first time he would kind of scream it out as loud as possible. Kevan shirabu prutzin Chazru la'omro b'kol namach. But when all the people would come there, the bad people would come, or the prutzim would come, it would increase. That it should be they came and increased. So what would he do? Chazru la'omro b'kol namach. He would say it quieter. Mavliu ben imos. Right, and he would swallow it. Ashur le'kirbo afilu chaviar kohanim. Until even the other kohanim wouldn't be able to hear him say the Shem Hashem. And finally, Allah Zayin, Kol Kohanim Ba'am Omdim Bazara. So all the Kohanim and the people were standing in the temple area, Shem Shomim, that's a Shem on the forest, when they would hear the Shem of Hashem said out loud, Yotevi Kohen Gadol, the Kedusha V'Torah, that would come out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol with holiness and purity. Hayukor Mishtachim Notam Apanim Ba'omrim, they would fall down on their and prostrate on their face and say, Baruch Shem Kohen Wasalam Vech, Nemar Kishem Hashem Rakav Vugudol Okinim. V'sholshos Avidoyim Hayim Miskab and Ligmar Hashem Kinegan Varakim Ramon Lahen Titaro. So in each of the three Viduim confessions, he would try to complete the recitation of God's name while the people were still blessing, and then he would say, Titaru. The whole Yom Kashla Vidui, Yom Kippurim, Vidui Parman Yisrafman. The entire day of Yom Kippur is Kashra. You could do Vidui, the confession of Yom Kippur, as well as the confession of the bulls that are supposed to be burnt. That ends Parak Beis, and we'll do Parak Gimel and Parak Dalet tomorrow.